Yeah. Again, it's been nice to be able to get some healthy bodies in the lineup and have some consistency with lines, which we haven't had all year. Well, he's just using his body more perfect. he's using his body more effectively. His puck protection has been night and day better. His puck possession has been better. He's around the net. He's getting good reads and system play. So it's been a process for him, but I've been really pleased with his development. And it's for me, it's only a matter of time before the pucks start going in for him like it did tonight. Yeah, not so much for Ruby and Misha, but especially the first-year guys like Shush is just made, since he came back from injury, he's been one of our most consistent players, both ends of the ice. And obviously, I just spoke about Rat, and you know, that's what we have to have because we do have a lot of young players, and to be able to get them to a level where they're making contributions, not just on the score sheet, but whether it's decision-making, managing the game, defensive zone. Both those guys, Rat and Ruby, are top two guys killing penalties. So that's a critical part of the team's success. Yeah, it was, you know, like even this morning we were working on the power play and it was zipping around pretty good. I mean, throw out the last one, I think overall it was some good time of possession in the zone, some good looks, and, you know, we didn't score, but I liked the things that we did, yeah.
I know Nate's not a big goal scorer, but you have to like, especially the timing of that goal early in the third and the 2-0 game for him to join the play like that.
Yeah, it was great. It's a great job by Rat to find him. You know, he had a pretty good jump on him, and to be able to find him as a trailer and connect on the pass, it was a hell of a play by him.
Sir also mentioned, you know, one thing to be working on is being ready to go from puck drop and not have those slow starts. What do you think the key is to getting more of that jump?
Yeah, the first period, I thought we were on our heels. I didn't think, you know, we had that go-get-em attitude like we did in the second. And, you know, they were just carrying the puck out of their zone. We were backing off. We weren't, you know, putting any puck pressure on the man that was carrying the puck. And then all they did was dump the puck in. And, you know, nothing bad is happening, but you're playing with fire. And you're also eliminating your ability to score. So, you know, the more time you spent in your zone, eventually the pucks are going to fall for them, and they're going to have their plays that they're going to make, that they're going to deserve to get in your zone. But you can't give them free passes, and I thought we gave them a lot of free passes in the first 10 minutes.
Biggest keys for facing a team like Rochester tomorrow?
Well, I mean, they're a good team, and you know, there aren't any easy opponents, especially for us. We're still trying to find ourselves, and you know, we've been able to string together some wins, but there's areas, you know, just like that first period, that's it. That we can't wait 10 minutes to get ourselves going. We've got to establish our game in the first 10 minutes and not leave it to 0-0 going into the second period, and you know, one team gets a goal, and you know, you can build off a lot of momentum on that, and that's a key part of it. So tougher opponent tomorrow night, but we just played a team that's won 8 straight, so you know, we knew that going in, and I didn't like the way we started the game, and we've got to be better at the start tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm still working on this game. I don't just, you know, walk off the ice and say, hey, gotta make the decision right now. All right.